Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Hetshalom. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph at the second half of the first Mishnah of the second Perek. Ha'omer l'shai kadshi li b'tmarazu hitkadshi li b'zu. We already analyzed this a bit in identifying the author of the Mishnayot in our Perek as being Rabbi Shimon. If a man says to a woman, he's got several dates there, and he says, "Be mitkadesh to this tamara hitkachi li bezu." So he, each date, he announced a separate statement of kiddushin. At least one of them has to be worth shavapruta, because if the whole mass of them is worth shavapruta, but none of them individually is, then each statement was a failed statement. Now, if he says bezu uvezu uvezu, he links them together. There, we say if the entire group is with shavapruta, then that's fine. If not, not, because he looped them together. We'll see a detail about this right away. If, and it's unclear whether this is referring to the first case, where he split them up into separate things, or it's the second case where he's made them into a group. If she was eating them as he gave it to her, and he gave her one, she ate it, etc. She's not Mekudesh unless one of them is a Shavapruta independently. Now that sounds like it's a comment on the Seifa, on the second case, where we said that the whole group can be worth a Shavapruta, and here it says yes, but if she's eating them in the meantime, which means that at no point does she have the group together in her hand, then the whole group has to be shavapruta. Here, one of them would have to be shavapruta, but we'll see, it's not so clear. The first thing Gemara attends to is the authorship of the Mishnah. Mantana hitkachi hitkachi. Who is it who says hitkachi libitmarazu, and then you have to say hitkachi in order to make them separate, as opposed to saying hitkachi libitmarazu, ubitmarazu, ubitmarazu, would make them separate. According to Artana, that would still keep them together. Who is that? I'm Rabbi Rishimon. He damar shimar shvua l'chol achad v'chad. Rabbi Shimon in Shvuot is of the opinion that if five different people, as an example, make claims that you owe them money, and you take one single Shvuah, and you say, Shvuah, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, and then it turns out you're lying in all cases, you're chayv one korban. But if you say Shvuah lo lecha, and Shvuah lo lecha, and Shvuah lo lecha, you say the word Shvuah with each one, then you're chayv for each independent Shvuah that you lied about. So the same way, but you have to say the word Hitkachi to separate the items. Okay, good. Bazu, bazu, bazu. Yesh b'chulan shavapruta. Good. Ahey. Now, the last comment about her eating is a comment about which case? The first case or the second case? Ilema areisha, if it's a comment on the reisha, where each one independently, one of them, had to be worth shavapruta. Not each, but at least one of them had to be worth shavapruta alone. So, my yuri ochelet, why do you need to tell me the case of ochelet for the manachanami? You just said that even if she doesn't eat them, but you said kach the bazoo, kach the bazoo, kach the bazoo, then at least one of them has to be the shavapruta. That kach the bazoo kama ella seifa. Therefore, the final clause in the Mishnah must be a reference to the second case. All right, vafilu b'kamaita. So let's think about that. You're saying that if she eats them as she gets them, then as long as any one of them is worth shavapruta, it should be good enough. What if the first one is with shavapruta? Think about this. She's getting the fruit, and it was looped into bazoo, 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 which means until she gets the whole group, the kiddushin aren't happening. And therefore, anything she's getting in the meantime is like a loan, because if the kiddushin don't happen, she'll have to give them back, as we'll see. V'hamilvihi. Right, so Amri Yochanan, Harei Shulchan, V'Harei Basar, V'Harei Sakin, V'Ein Lanu Lechol. Basically saying, we got the table in front of us, we don't know how to eat. In other words, we got the Mishnah, we don't know how to understand it. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But in Babel, they understood. Rabbi Shmuel, Damri Tavayu, Li'olam HaReisha. They said, well, you're wrong. It's a comment on the Reisha. V'Lo Mibaya Kamar. The Reisha is saying, not only if you give her a tamara, and say a separate statement with each, and she doesn't eat them, the Kiddushin are no good unless one of them is a standalone shavapruta. Lo by manacha, the ikar shavapruta ini lo lo. Aval ochelet, but I would think that in the case where, as you give it to her, she eats, ho il mikruva hanayata, since she's getting immediate hanoa, ema gam makanya nafsha, I would think she's accepting it as shavapruta. To her, it's worth it. The fact that she's eating it demonstrates that even if it's not, doesn't have an objective value as shavapruta, it's still good. Kamash malan, therefore, it's coming to teach us that it has to have an objective value of shavapruta. So Rav and Shmuel say that the last comment of the Mishnah is really a commentary on the first case, saying in the first case, not only if she's given these tmarim and told, it cuts to the zoo, and each one is made independent, one of them, at least one of them has to be shared with Char Pruta, but even as she gets them, she eats them, demonstrating that to her they may be worth more, that's still no good unless one of them was Char Pruta. That's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Ami Amar Liolam HaSeifa, he disagrees, he says it's a comment on the Seifa, the way we read it simply. Omai Achie Bachat Man Char Pruta, but how does he answer the problem that we had, that every one of the dates until the last one was a potential halva? He said, Achie Bachrona Char Pruta. You know what the Mishnah means? Until the last one is with Char Pruta. So Amarava Shvaminam Rabbi Ami Talad, he says you can infer three things from Rabbi Ami's ruling. First of all, and we're going to get to this in the next podcast, if you're Makadosh B'milveh Einu Mekudeshet, we saw this briefly in Daf Vav, but in a very brief way, but if you're Makadosh B'milveh, meaning you give a woman something as a loan, and then at the end say, keep it, and be Makadosh B'milveh with it, that's no good. Same thing here, that the earlier Pruta, the earlier Tmarim, if one of them was worth Shavar Pruta, but she ate it, and now he just says, basically, you can keep it, and that's the Kiddushin, it's no good. So therefore, only the last one being Shavar Pruta is what's critical. Shramina Makadosh Milva Pruta, Data Pruta. The second thing is that if you give her a halva, and then you give her Pruta, and say, Makadosh me with that whole bit, that what she's really thinking about is the Pruta, and therefore it's valid, because Makadosh Milva is no good. The third thing, which is critical to this, is what if you give a woman Kiddushin, money for Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin fail for some reason? Does she have to pay you back or not? Can you sue her for the money or not? So if you say that the money really isn't hers, because it was contingent upon Kiddushin being successful, then that means the money comes back, which means, therefore, all this money, the fruit that was given to her in the meantime, is a halva until the Kiddushin are valid, and that's why it won't work until unless the last one is there. And so far, he takes the position in Ma'ot Ba'alma Chozrim, that the money does come back. And now we'll see an example of that. Ma'itmar Hamakadesh Achoto. Somebody gives Kiddushin to his sister, which we all know doesn't work. Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim. Rav says the money comes back to him. Shmuel Amar Ma'ot Matana. He says, no, the money is a gift. And they all operate with the same principle. We'll see. Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim. Why? Adam Yodea Shein Kiddushin Tov Sim Achoto. Everybody knows it doesn't work. V'gamar V'natan L'shum Pikadon. When he gave it to her to hold for him. That's why he gave it. And therefore he wants it back. V'leimala M'shum Pikadon. Why doesn't he say, just hold it for me? Why does he say, I'm a Kaddish you? Which is silly. Savar lo makabla, because he thinks she will not, won't accept it. If he says, hold him pikadon, she won't do him a favor. So he uses this fancy language. She doesn't understand. She accepts it. Ushmuel savar ma'od matona. Shmuel says the opposite. The ma'od are gift. Starting from the same premise, adam yadashin kiddushin tov simachoto. Everybody knows that the kiddushin are no good. V'gamar v'natan l'shum matona. He gave it as a matona. V'nemel al l'shum matona. So why doesn't he just say, I want to give you a gift, my dear sister? Savar ksifa la milta, because he thinks she'll be embarrassed to accept it. And therefore, he clouds it as kiddushin. All right, Meitiv Ravina. Now, by the way, both Rav and Shmuel are operating with the principle that everybody knows kiddushin are no good. Therefore, we have to under the kiddushin no good of the sister. Therefore, we have to just try to read what did he really mean, a pikaron or matana. But now we have a challenge to both of those approaches. Meitiv Ravina, mafrish chalato kamach. Remember, you could only take chala from the dough, which is when flour and water are mixed together and kneaded. What if you took chala while it was flour? Ain't no chala. It's not chala at all. The gezel biyad kohen, and the kohen has to return it. The kohen, if he holds on to it, it's a theft. Now, amai gezel biyad kohen. Why do we say that? Why don't we use the same principle you just used? Adam yodesh ein mafrijim chala kamach. Everybody knows that you can't take chala from kamach. Natan l'shem atonah, and he was giving the kohen a gift, and therefore say it's the kohen's. It's not chala. It's just regular flour, and it's a matana. The answer is Shani Hatam Nafik Chorvamina, because there, if you say that it's just a gift, you're going to end up with a catastrophe. What's that? Zimnin Deidah, the coin Pachon Mechamesh Revaim Kamach. It could be that the coin is making his own bread, and he has a little bit less than the shear that's Chayiv and Chala, which is 5/4 of a kav. V'hai Olish Le Bahadi Adadi, now he throws this into the mix. V'kosavarin Kanai Sato, and he thinks, of course, that this really is Chala. V'ata the Mechla B'tivla. And therefore, he will eat it as tevel. Right, so because the kohen thinks that that this is really proper challah. You just told me that everybody knows that you can't take challah at that point. The answer is yodea ve'ene yodea. People know, but they don't know the reason. They know the rule. They think the reason is mishum tirchad kohen. They think really, all right, you can give challah earlier in the stage. But why did the rabbis tell us, that's what they'll think, that you have to give it as dough to save the kohen, the trouble of kneading it. And this particular kohen is mochalit. He says, I don't mind taking it earlier. So he'll think it's really proper. So in other words, it doesn't address our issue, in which we say, people, everybody knows Kiddush, don't work with your sister. Here, not everybody understands what the problem is with Kamach. Ah, so then, v'tehave truma, so why don't we just treat it like we treat truma, which is taken improperly. As we'll see in a minute, in certain cases, when you take truma in error, we say it's treated as truma, and the assumption is everybody knows it's no good, so let him, he's giving a gift to the Kohen. But in the meantime, you cannot eat from that bunch that you took truma from until you separate another truma from somewhere else. Alright? Milotanan, don't we have the Mishnah in Trumot that says, Minan Akuv al Shein Akuv? Let's say that you have a potted plant that has a hole in it. So therefore, it's connected to the ground, that's Truma Doraita, it's Chayav Doraita. And you separate from that to cover fruit in, growing in a potted plant. Which therefore is derabanan, right? Truma velo techal jyotziyal truma maser makom acher. The truma that you gave is truma. Nonetheless, you cannot eat from the stuff that you covered until you separate truma again. So why don't we apply the same thing to the challah? Let the kohen keep the flour, and separate from another place. The answer is betray money tzait. Everybody will understand it when you're taking from two different kalim, one kli onto another. They understand that it might have been deficient. But if it's all within one vessel, they won't accept the idea that this isn't really valid. In other words, the idea of one thing being not properly related to another thing, they'll accept. It's nakuv shino nakuv. But the idea of this stuff that I have to give, it's just too early in the process, that they don't get so well. Or you could argue that the coin will listen to us. The other problem is not on the coin's side who gets the challah, but on the problem of the balabait who gave the challah. He'll think that his flour is good now. So he separated out the flour. He's now going to bake bread and eat it and not separate challah. And it's tevel. But you just got through telling me that people know that you can't take challah that early in the process. The answer is yodea vein yodea. Again, people are unclear on it. This is the mirror side of the earlier piece. The earlier piece looked at it from the Kohen's perspective. This is from the Baal Bayit's perspective. They know the rule. They think the reason is Shum Tirchad HaKohen. Again, the Kohen's trouble. Tirchad HaKohen Kiblalei. So the Baal Bayit says, you know what? I'll take care of it. I don't mind. I'll give it to him now, and I will pay somebody, or I myself will go and need it for him. So in other words, it's again a practicality and not a formality. Okay, so if that's the case, to have a truma v'yachzor v'yitrum, why don't we then apply the other rule of truma? When bad truma is taken, you have to take truma again. Milot danam yishein anakuv alhan nakuv, if you take from the potted plant, the unpotted plant on the potted plant, truma v'yachzor v'yitrum, it's truma, but you have to take it again. In other words, again, we're asking, why doesn't the Kohen get to keep this challah that was given to him in error? The answer is Haukim no betray money tzayit b'chad manalot tzayit, but we just got through saying that it, when it's two different vessels, they'll listen to us, and one vessel they won't. So why are you asking the same question? That's v'lo tzayit, but since when they don't listen in one vessel, atanana torim kishud v'nitzam tzem mara, let's say that you take truma from a watermelon, it turns out to be, from a certain plant, and it turns out to be bitter. In other words, the one you took is bad, is foul, is rotten. Or a watermelon, it turns out that it's rotten. Truma v'yachzor v'yitrum, the truma is valid, and then you have to go take another truma to cover it. So, therefore, why don't we say this challah is good, and then go take more challah? But why take it away from the kohen? The answer is shanihatam to midoraita truma mal yahi. Midoraita, this rotten watermelon, is valid truma. How do we know? How do I know that if you take truma from the rotten stuff to cover the good stuff, meaning you get to eat the good stuff and the rotten stuff goes to the coin, how do I know that it's valid? You will not suffer a sin if you take the best stuff, meaning by giving the best stuff, you will not be sinning. Now, eino kadosh nesiut chet lama. But if the truma was invalid, then you haven't sinned. In other words, the Torah says, give the best stuff so you don't sin. That means that if you give the inferior stuff, it's valid, but it's just not a nice thing. All right, so you see that it works. And that's the end of that piece, in which we successfully distinguish between challah, where people understand that that challah cannot be taken that early in the process, but they will not understand the reason why, and they'll think it's a reason that if everybody's agreeable, we can overlook. And since it's all one piece, it's not one related to another, therefore, they won't listen to us when we tell them that it's invalid. So therefore, the way we make sure that they understand it's invalid is by saying the coin is a goslin if he holds on to it, as opposed to the cases of truma, where it's in two separate vessels, and people understand that the relationship may be fouled, or even in the second case, where midoraita, that's perfectly valid, so even if they don't pay attention, at least midoraita, there's no problem. Okay. And now Rava picks up in his commentary on the Mishnah, at the very bottom of the Yomit, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu, he's now going back to the Mishnah, Ela da Amar la Bezu'u Vezu'u Vezu'u. In the first case in the Mishnah, he said Bezu'u Vezu'u Vezu'u, and we said that, in the second case of the Mishnah, he said Bezu'u Vezu'u Vezu'u, and that turns it into a group, and then the final clause, which according to Rabbi Ami is a comment on that second case, said that if she was eating each one of them as it came along, it's invalid unless the last one is Shavar Pruta. Right, Aval Amar La Be'elu, but if he said Be'elu, then Afilu Ochelet Ami Mekudeshet. If he said Be'elu, and it's not Bezu, Vezu, Vezu, this one and this one and this one, but rather all of these, and turns them in really into a single unit, and he gives it to her, then even if she eats them as he gives it to her, nonetheless, Afilu Ochelet Ami Mekudeshet, as long as the whole group is with Shavar Pruta. Why? Kika Achla Minafsha Ka Achla. When she's eating her own stuff. Right? Now, Tanya Kavateni Rava, we have a bright that supports Rava. Itkachli ba'alon b'rimonu ve'goz. He designates three different fruits, nuts, and he says, b'mkadosh to me with this one, and with that one, and the other one. He names them. Oshamar l'itkachli ba'elu. He says, b'mkadosh to me with this group. If the whole group is worth a Shavar Pruta, m'kudesh v'lavein m'kudeshet. So that means you don't have to have any one of them worth Shavar Pruta as long as the group is. But if you said, b'zu'u v'zu'u v'zu'u, if you said this one and this one and this one, imesh b'chulam shavar pruta mekudesh v'lam v'mekudesh. Again, if the whole group is with shavar pruta, which means that second case is ruled exactly like the first case. However, not so. But he said bezu netal tov v'achlato. If he said bezu and she took and ate it, bezu and then netal tov v'achlato. He said again with this one and she took and ate it. V'od bezu v'od bezu and this one and each time she's taking and eating it. And mekudesh rad shehi achat min shavar pruta. There, one of them has to be with shavar pruta. It's not good enough for the group. Now let's go back and analyze this. Hi ba'alon v'rimon v'agos hechidami. How do we interpret the first case with the three fruits or nuts? If he said, you're mitkadesh to me with this one, or with that one, or with that one, how can we say the whole group value is enough? He split them up by saying, he disjointed them by saying this one, or that one, or that one. Clearly, they can't be seen as a group. He must have conjoined them by saying this one, and that one. So, Hanu Bezu, Vezu, Vezu. That's the same thing as Bezu, Vezu, Vezu. Be'elon, Rimon, Ve'egoz, Bezu, Vezu, Vezu. Elalav, De'amar, La, Be'elu. It must be that he looked at the fruits and said, Be'elu. Well, wait a second. I'm going to tell you, say, for Shamar, Lekachu, Be'elu. The next line uses the word Elu. So, Echal, Deresha, La, Be'elu, Askin. So, it must be that Deresha is not Be'elu. The answer is, Perusha, Kamafarish. Yes, actually, the second line is explaining the first line. Meaning, it catches by Lon Vimono Vegos, Ketzad. What, how do you do that? Can go on to Marla, it catches the Be'elu. So you never name the fruits. You actually point to the group and say Be'elu. That's what it is. Uktani Seif, Mazuna, Tato Vachato, Mish Pachat, Mehem, Shavar Pruta, Kudesh, Vlamino Kudeshet. In the Seifa that talked about Bezu Vazu, we said if she was eating them as it came along, then one of them has to be with Shavar Pruta. But in the Reisha, meaning the case that Reisha and Sefer used a little bit flexibly here, in the Reisha, which is the case that dealt with Be'elu, we don't distinguish between eating and leaving it on the table. Bezu, Vezu, Vezu, we do make that distinction. Shvamina kol hechad amar la be'elu, so that we see, just like Rava said, anytime you say be'elu, hekachla minaf shekachla. Once she starts eating, it's her own stuff she's eating, there's no issue of milveh, and therefore, if the entire bunch is worth a shava pruta, even though she never had a shava pruta in her hand, because she got a third of a pruta and ate it, another third of a pruta and ate it, and kept going, nonetheless, mekudesh it, because the whole group is hers from the get-go, because of be'elu. Okay, now, that entire piece, that entire breita, will only work according to Rabbi Yami. Hanechel amandam rasefakai. Rabbi Yami, if you recall, said that the third case about eating was a comment on the second case about vizu, vizu, vizu. Umayat shebachat min shavapruta, and how did he interpret bachat mihen? Shebachron shavapruta, as long as the last one is shavapruta. Chenamayat shebachron shavapruta, so we'll say the same thing about the breita. In the case of the breita, vizu, vizu, said if she eats it as comes along, as long as one of them is with shavapruta, and he'll just interpret that means the last one. Good. Because of the milva problem. Rav Shmuel, Damer Tavayo Reisha Kai, but Rav Shmuel, remember, said that the last case about her eating it was a comment on the Reisha, where you said, he'd kach to the Bitmarazu, he'd kach to the Bitmarazu, he'd kach to the Bitmarazu. One of them has to be worth Shavar Pruta, and by the way, that's also true if she eats it, even though that seems to demonstrate that she has greater Hana'ah. Rav Shmuel, Damer Tavayo Reisha Kai, Vachalat Itztari Chalei, Hacha Kali Kachashiv, Prati Lo Kachashiv. So that means that the Mishnah never dealt with the case of prati, a bazu bazu, what happens if she eats it. But the Braita did. So the Braita doesn't have a corollary in the Mishnah. The answer is, Hamani Rabbi he. The answer is, the author of the Braita is Rabbi he. The Roshna Kazayit Kazayit, Roshna Kazayit Vichazayit. This is a discussion in the Sugya of Pigul. If you're a Fagel, in order to eat a Kazayit and out of the time, and to burn a Kazayit out of the time, or to eat a kazayit out of the place at the time, and then to eat a kazayit out of the makom, are they linked together? And do you have now two different isurim? Are these one isur, two different isurim? And Rebbe says, doesn't matter if you say kazayit, kazayit, or kazayit vichazayit, prata have it. Either way, it's a prat. So therefore, Rebbe really does deal with the pratim in the Braita, by saying, bazu and she ate it, bazu and she ate it, and that's not a correlate to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not taking that approach. Alright, as promised, in the next podcast, we're going to deal right on with the sugya of Makadosh B'milva, and then Amir Tzashem go to the next Mishnah on Memtet Amud Bet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.